The third time that Moses questioned God, God turns it on Moses just a little bit, and he says, "Moses, what's that in your hand?" Now, just in my mind, I can see Moses. You know, "Oh, it's just a stick, God. Don't worry, think about it." Right? "Moses, what is that in your hand?" "That's my walking stick." "Throw it down, Moses." "Oh, it's just a stick. Don't worry about it, God. It's no big deal, right?" "Throw it down, Moses." Can you hear this conversation in your head? But "Lord, this is the only thing I have. This protects my sheep from animals and from people. This helps me walk. How can I throw it?" "Throw it down, Moses." "But God, no, I can't throw it down. It's all that I have. It protects me day and night." "Throw it down, Moses." And Moses throws it down. You see, it turns to a snake, doesn't it? And then God says, "Grab it by," I said hand earlier, "but grab it by the tail." And it turns back to a staff. Now, if you pay attention as you're reading through your scripture, just throughout the Bible, God is in the habit of taking things and giving them back, isn't he? You ever notice that? God takes something that is offered to him and then gives it back. But you know what the key is? It is never the same whenever God gives it back, is it? It's always more than it was when you gave it to God. Can you imagine Moses whenever he threw a stick down and it became a snake? He didn't think of that stick the same, did he, after he picked it up? He knew that was more than a walking stick, didn't he? He understood that. He saw the scales and all, and the tongue and everything. He knew that was a snake down there. And yet, when he picked it up, it was a walking stick again. Just like God does for us. When Moses threw that walking stick down and he picked it back up, it was more than Moses could have ever dreamed it being. Now, I can just imagine at this point, God saying, "Moses, do you know what this means? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you, Moses? Because of your obedience and your willingness to lay down all that you had, your walking staff has become my staff. And you see, with my staff, you can turn the Nile into blood, Moses. With my staff, you can call the wind and the rain, Moses. With my staff, you can win battles for my people, Moses. With my staff, you can strike a rock and water will flow, Moses. With my staff, you can set my people free, Moses. Do you understand what I'm saying, Moses? Do you hear what I'm saying to you today, Moses? How would that make you feel? And my question for you is, what are you holding on to that you need to let go of today? What is your walking stick? What is it that you have that maybe for years God has been calling you to throw it down? "Oh, but I can't throw it down. It's all that I have." But you see, what God doesn't let you in on until after you throw it down is that in most cases He's going to give it right back. And it's going to be bigger and better and more powerful than you could ever imagine. What do you think you have control of? That if you were to be really honest with yourself, you would say that it has control over you. What is that? What is it that God is asking for in your life that you are not willing to let go of this day? You see, it could be a personal weakness or a strength. It could be religion, a car, a house, a friend, what society says is important, our job, the lack of money, the abundance of money, the feeling of inadequacy, your self-confidence, the feeling of guilt. Is your humbleness really slothfulness in disguise? Remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, regarding his thorn in the flesh. He prayed for God to take it away, and God said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul continues, "So I boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.